Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. They're called an excellent resource for children with lots of hands-on science activities. The acclaimed Experiencing Bible Science series, Bible Science for Children, by author Louise Barrett Durr. She holds bachelor's and master's degrees from UNC Chapel Hill, a teacher for 26 years in the North Carolina public school system. Mrs. Durr has developed and presented her curricula for gifted children in numerous state and national teachers' conferences. In 1999, along with her husband Harry, she became a volunteer at the JARS Center, supporting Wycliffe Bible Translators, where she learned the skill of digital audio recording, and she now shares the vision of providing non-print media for oral cultures. She's traveled around the country, around the world as well, 18 different countries. That has given her a desire to see children everywhere discover science in the scriptures. The author of the Experiencing Bible series, with us on the program, Louise Barrett Durr, joining us today. Louise, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's great to be here. And, you know, as a teacher, I'm always excited to have an audience.
Well, yes, and we're a captive audience. We're going to sit here and listen, but I tell you, this is going to be captivating during the course of the program today. I mentioned the series. You have three different books: Experiencing Bible Science, A Resource for Preschool; Experiencing Bible Science, An Activity Book for Children; and Experiencing Bible Science, A Lab Book for the Young at Heart. Let's talk about how this idea came about. When did you decide, I really would like to do something and give children a chance to discover science in the scriptures? How did this whole project begin for you?
Well, most of my career, I worked with the brightest children in elementary school. And so I had to create all of my curriculum because I didn't even have a book to use. And so it was kind of exciting. But then when I retired, I thought, phew, I don't have to worry about lesson plans anymore. But then I started waking up in the morning with a lesson plan. I said, wait a minute, Lord, I'm not teaching. I don't need a lesson plan. So the next morning, I woke up with another lesson plan. I said, wait a minute. Why am I getting all these lesson plans? And the Lord said, I want you to write a book. Do what? Write a book. All right, wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I will write a book, but I'm not setting the clock. So the next morning I woke up and I looked at my digital clock, 5:00. Oh, I guess I'm writing a book.
Yeah, at that point you got the message pretty clearly.
I did.
Yes.
So for 16 years, I worked on writing the three books, and it's exciting to have them done and have them displayed and selling in different places. But the main object is for children to begin to get into the Bible and to understand it's full of science, lots of science. And you can read something and you can go outside and find something that's exactly related to it. And so it's exciting for children to be involved, and then they can also find different things in the Bible that I ask questions about in my different activities. And so they have to do some research in the Bible. And so it really kind of works with children from all different angles, which is what I had to do when I was working with the brightest kids in the school. And so that they will be more aware of what is around them, what is in the Bible, as well as what is, you know, when you walk out the back door, know what's there.
Well, that's interesting because so often so many children and adults as well, sort of this mysterious world of the Bible, and you relate that to their world. And information, by the way, available on the series at the website kidsbiblescience.com. You can link on directly to Louise's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the process of putting this together, because it's really fascinating and so impressive how you did this. You break it down into sections, you give us a Bible story, and then relate it to a science project. Talk about the challenges you had in putting this together. So it's fun, it's entertaining, it's enlightening, it's educational, all at the same time.
Well, usually it started off with having a story or a particular topic in the Bible. All right, now what do you do with that story? You know, it may be something as simple as when, you know, burying something in the ground, and then later you go back and dig it up. You know, and see how much has changed. And so it was really exciting to think of, okay, now here's the idea, here's the topic, now what all can we do with it? And it may be going outside and doing very simple, like it may be color. So, all right, go outside and bring back three things that are red. So the kid goes outside and looks around for three things that are red, picks them up and brings them back, and then they can make a note as to what the three things were. You know, maybe a rose, and it may be a feather, a red feather, maybe something else. And so there's simple things for children to be involved in to make Scripture come alive. And I know it's, you know, the Bible is way over there for us here in America, practically on the other side of the world, it seems like. But you've got science around you everywhere. I mean, the sun comes up every day, you know, the stars at night, and you've got dirt that you're walking on, and you've got food that you eat, and, you know, all these things that are so simple. But a lot of times children and adults don't even realize they're in the Bible. And this is what my idea was, is to make the Bible become alive, become real, become part of their everyday living. Because, you know, when we die and go to heaven, it will be real. It'll be very real.
Very real at that point, yes. And that's sort of the genius of what you've done in putting this together, the fact that as you're reading through that, it's like, wait a minute, I'd forgotten that that was in the Bible, and here's a science experiment, hands-on for the kids, so they really remember, hands-on for the adults as well, because they're watching the smiles on the faces as the children are going through and completing the science project. Talk about the fact that this can be used independently. I can use that with my child, with my grandchild, or used in groups as well. Teachers love this, don't they, for Bible study and for vacation Bible school, that type of thing, because you've laid the curriculum out for them.
Well, this is the exciting thing. I designed it to be individual for the elementary and the middle school and above two books. But for the preschool, you know, they say from the time the baby is born, you can start reading to them and talking to them and singing to them. And so, you know, you will have to help them with these different things. But the idea is for as much as possible for the child to be involved on their own so that they're working with the Lord. You know, they're not really doing it by themselves. But then you get the parents involved because they want to help their child out, and they want their child to be successful. And so it becomes even more exciting. And then you can develop it into a summer camp, or in, like you say, vacation Bible school, or a study at home that, you know, like to maybe this week we go to study about the stars and all the things the stars related to us and what's in the scripture about stars. So there's just so much that you can relate to everyday life, and it's not just stuck in a book that's usually on the bookshelf. No, let's get that book down, let's open that book up and find out what all the Bible is telling us about our everyday life. And from the children all the way up through adults, you can even get your grandparents involved so they can help work with you, and then they discover things also.
And then
it's just amazing all the things I've learned from working in it.
I was going to say, it's interesting because sometimes it's like, I'm not going to share this with the kids until I'm finished with it. I'm enjoying learning as we're going here. So it's a learning experience for everyone involved in the family. Our guest on This Week in America is Louise Barrett Durr. That's D-E-R-R. She's the author of the Bible Science Books for Children, the Experiencing Bible Science Books, the series, a resource for preschool, an activity book for children, and a lab book for the young at heart. The nice thing is, I'm reading through this too, it really allows plenty of room for creativity and exploration, doesn't it? And it really encourages curiosity. This really is going to spark up a lot of discussion as you're going through learning about what's in the Bible and then relating that to a science project.
And you know, you can even get children working together.
Yes.
Because, you know, they may say, hey, the book says let's go out and find some rocks of different kinds, different colors, different shapes, different whatever, greens. And so you get some of your friends, let's go dig out some dirt and see what rocks we can find. You know, it can be something as simple as that. Or it could be involved in and other things that are more involved and that would take some research, like in the youth book for middle school and above, there's actually 4 pages per topic. And so there's a lot of things that the Bible talks about in each topic and really gets you involved. And at the end of the book, I have how to do a magazine. And I taught that when I was working with the children in elementary school, how to write a magazine and all the different things. So I've got all of my lesson plans right there. How to make a movie, that's in there because I taught movie making. How to do a radio program, that's in there too because I felt like, you know, they may not be able to get that in the school, but why can't they not get it in their own book and
exactly.
be able to do it on their own?
Did this start off as a series? Did you have the 3 books in mind as you started the project, or did it evolve from, okay, this is preschool, I think I can do something with some of the younger children, and let's do the lab work here for the young at heart, which as a little older category, I appreciate being in the young at heart category. Did it start off as a series or just one book, and it evolved from there?
It started off as one book, and it evolved. Because when I was teaching, most of my career was teaching 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And so I was thinking more in terms of the upper elementary kids and then as they would move on in to middle school. And so that was my first book, really. But I got about halfway through it, and I went, oh, man, I need a break. And then I got the idea, well, wait a minute, why don't you do a break by making it simpler for, you know, your 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and 4th graders. And well, that was fun, and that went pretty quickly, and I had a friend that said she would do some of the artwork in that, which was great. And so when I finished that one, then I had more enthusiasm for getting back into the upper grade one, and I did all the illustrations in that one. But then when I finished it, I went, now what? Oh, wait a minute, why not one for preschool? And so I got involved in that one, and my sister is an artist. She likes, you know, drawing and color, and so she did all the major artwork in the one for preschool. And so it got exciting in working with that one. When I finally finished, it's like, you know what? I think that's enough for now. Let me just enjoy what I've done.
You know, the series is Experiencing Bible Science, a Resource for Preschool, the second book, an activity book for children, 3rd, a lab book for the young at heart. Information available at kidsbiblescience.com. Very simple to remember, kidsbiblescience.com. You can log on directly to Louise's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So remember either one of those 2, and you can go directly there. What's impressive as well is the wide variety of topics, probably topics that you'd be difficult to find in other places. Talk about the process of putting the various topics in the series.
Well, when you think about it as a whole, how can you relate what's in the Bible? Like even the preschool book, I have a half a page of activities to do with each of those topics. And it's like, wow, I mean, it may be to go outside, it may be to look around in the house, it may be to help mom cook a little something, it may be, you know, a whole wide variety of activities. And to me, getting the kid involved in, you know, reading about it in the Bible is one thing, but now what do you do with it?
Yeah, exactly.
And that was where the excitement came in, because having taught for so many years, it was easy to come up with many, many, many different topics of things that you could do. And so that's why the one for the middle school and above is full of, you know, 4 pages for each topic, because I kept thinking of more things you could do with it. And then in the back, I have more activities that would relate to any of those different topics. So, and, you know, I just kept getting ideas and getting ideas. It's like, well, get them on paper, you know.
Exactly.
And pull it together within each of the different topics. Oh, it was really exciting.
What's it like when you get feedback? I'm reading some of the reviews, and the people, the adults and the children, love what you're doing, the positive feedback you get. And what's it like as a teacher when you take a subject that maybe there's a little less than enthusiastic response when kids walk into the room, and suddenly you see that look in their face, that spark that suddenly, yeah, I understand this, where you see that frown maybe when they walk in become a smile as they're grasping the topic. What's it like when that happens, the response you're getting, and when you see someone responding to the material that you put out there?
This was the exciting thing about teaching the gifted children in elementary school, because I could get them started on a topic, and their little minds would kind of go, wow, hey, I know what I can do.
Exactly, you know, yes.
And they would just run with it. I mean, just like making movies. My kids made Super 8 millimeter movies, and then they had to come up with a soundtrack to go with it. And I often sent them off to a contest, and they get some of them won, you know. And they just got excited about what we were doing, and I got excited because they were excited. And, you know, coming. And sometimes the kids could come up with ideas faster than I did, which made me have to keep up with my homework as well as they're doing theirs. But, you know, when you're working with the Lord, He's going to give you the direction you need. And this was what was so critical for me, is that I wanted it basically to be Bible related. And so, yes, the Bible is alive. The Bible does lead us through each day of our lives. Well, let's let them experience it. And so this is what we did, and just coming up with so many different things, whether it's looking at the stars, or whether it's digging in the dirt, or whether it's looking for colors, or, you know, there's just so many, many, many different things that I came up with. And even with the preschool, you know, what's something you can find that's big? What's something you can find that's little? You know, or what's something that's wet, and what's something that's dry? And they go out and they try to find something that's wet and something that's dry, and then bring it back and write down what it was, or tell their mom or whoever is working with them. So there's just so much you can do with teaching. And being a school teacher, I thoroughly enjoyed teaching, because it was so exciting for me to be able to teach without a textbook and having to come up with all of these different activities. It's like, wow. And I want to share it. That's why it's eager to have my books in a book for you, or, you know, to be able to talk to people on radio. It's there, and the books are written, and all you have to do is ask for them. I mean, there are even e-books that you can get that are very inexpensive. So that's another way. Go to Amazon or, you know, Barnes & Noble. And, you know, so those books are available for you. It's just a matter of you're saying, my kid is so bored this summer. What in the world can we do? Well, there's lots and lots of things you can do, and they can learn about science and learn about the Bible and have fun all at the same time.
And the parent and the child have an opportunity to interact and get involved in a discussion. It's the Bible Science Books for Children, Experiencing Bible Science. There are three. I'll give you all of those here in a second. A few minutes left in the program. What has this been like for you personally on this process? You grew up in a Bible-centered church. You've been a practicing Christian doing a number of good deeds for years. But working on this, did this renew your faith besides getting the calls at 5 o'clock in the morning when you started working on the book and seeing the majesty of what's been created? What did this do for you personally?
Personally, it drew me closer to the Lord. Hey, I can't write these by myself. And the Lord and I worked together. He would give me ideas. Why don't you do such and such? And so I would look into doing such. Whoa, hey, that was a cool idea. You know. And so constantly we were working together. This is not my book. This is our book, the Lord and me working together. And that's, I think, was the biggest thing for me, is developing that relationship. So when I did retire, and the Lord told my husband and I to move, and we ended up going to JARS, where I still am volunteering, that, you know, it's like, wow, I can do more. Here I am with people that have worked all over the world as translators, and now I run into many of them right here at JARS. And so I get to know more, and then I can tell them about my book. And the books are for sale right here at the gift shop we have at Char's. But it's just so exciting to know that it's constantly expanding all the time. And that's what's exciting, that, you know, the Lord is always wanting to encourage us to do more, to get more involved, to share what we've learned, and to share it with others, whether it's little kids or whether it's, you know, grandparents. And, you know, with Christmas coming up, there's another way that you can share what is available already. And all you have to do is order it. You know, it's just amazing. I'm just so excited to be a part of this. It was not my idea, but the Lord held my hand and led me through it. Wow. That was great.
It was an exciting idea, and we see it in the end result, Experiencing Bible Science, the three versions of the book, three editions, Experiencing Bible Science, A Resource for Preschool, Experiencing Bible Science, An Activity Book for Children, and Experiencing Bible Science, A Lab Book for the Young at Heart. Louise's website is kidsbiblescience.com. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest, Louise Barrett Durr, D-E-R-R. And again, go to the website and get all the information. You were getting these 5 o'clock wake-up calls for a long time. What are you working on now? Are you able to sleep till 6, or are you still getting these at 5 and you got another project you're working on?
No, right now I'll sleep until 6 or more. But that's a good question. Yeah, a lot of people have said, you know, you need to write your fourth book, which is your autobiography.
Exactly.
And it's like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I do need to work on that. But it's just so exciting to be around Christians where I am now and knowing that my books, in fact, I wrote my books in English measurement and in metric, so that they can be taken overseas and work with cultures that are only metric. And there's most of the world is metric. They're not English measurements.
Yes, yeah, sort of so. Surprising when we leave the U.S. to find things that are at metric rather than the way they are here. You'll find all the information that we're talking about in the program at kidsbiblescience.com. You had mentioned Char's, and I want to thank them. You are the video portion of the program, and you'll find by going to our website and then going to YouTube, set up today because of Char's at their facility there. And I thank them very much for setting it up, giving you an audio video studio for the program. So, Louise, please pass along our thanks to Char's. And thank you so much for being with us on the program. You're doing really good work, and we encourage people to go to the website, kidsbiblescience.com. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
And thank you for inviting me. Woo! And thank you for all of those that are listening or watching or whatever, you know. Get involved. Get your kids involved. Get your grandkids involved. Go for it.
I tell you, you go to the website, kidsbiblescience.com, you will be impressed. All the information, of course, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're taking a brief break. We'll be back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.